Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
The month of October is Mental Health Awareness Month, and especially this year, we've talked about it before. Mental health is so important. We are all going through quite a bit.
Yes, yeah, it definitely hasn't been the best year in terms of, well, natural disasters at the start and then yep. COVID-19 and all the other stuff just piled on top. So it's very important to talk about mental health and the awareness around it. Dr. Andrew Rochford, who is a familiar face to us, joins us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, Dr. Andrew Rochford, why is mental health awareness so important in 2020?
Well, I think you sort of hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's sucked. 2020 has been on record arguably one of the worst years going around, and I think that we all need to give ourselves a break and realise that a year like 2020 is going to put us under strain. It's going to put stress on us in so many different areas, whether it's employment, whether it's relationships, whether it's just the fact that, you know, none of us really know what's going to happen, that impacts our mental health. So now more than ever, we need to look after ourselves and we also need to look after each other.
Yeah.
Are we seeing maybe different types of demographics being affected differently by COVID-19 in particular? Maybe the younger demographic is getting more harder hit because they're not sure of their future, or maybe it's the older demographic with their, you know, the super funds and everything going up and down. Is there any trends here?
It really is. I mean, I think across the board, everyone's being impacted, and different age groups and different demographics being impacted in different ways. So the older generation, you know, they're obviously being impacted in and around, you know, the certainty of their retirement and what they're going to be able to do, but also just the restrictions that have been placed on them, especially being the most vulnerable when it comes to COVID-19. So for them, being in a position where they are able to reach out, whether that's to their mental, you know, through their GP, through their family, whether it's via digital health, online, from home, reaching out to mental health care workers, it's important for them to be able to access that. And then for the younger generation, again, you know, we're seeing more and more earlier presentations for people in crisis when it comes to mental health, younger ages. So I think that, you know, from our point of view, this is a community-wide problem. It affects people in different ways, but I don't think anyone isn't affected.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. Yep. Now, you mentioned just in that little bit there about the digital health services. So this is kind of a newer thing that's popped up. Can you explain that a bit for us?
Yeah, so for a very long time, digital health has been something that's been bubbling around in the background. More and more health practitioners are starting to use it as part of how they deliver care. But I guess with COVID-19 and the period of time where we've all been, you know, isolated, restricted, not necessarily being able to spend as much time out in the community, digital health has now started to gain a lot more momentum, and especially in the space of mental health. So with physical health, obviously doing a teleconsultation, connecting with your GP via video conferencing has its challenges, and it's there and it is showing huge benefits. With mental health, the great thing about connecting with a clinical psychologist or a mental health worker over a video conferencing platform is that you can get that management, that treatment plan in place. It's being subsidised by the Medicare, so it's not, you're not going to have out-of-pocket costs. There's some great platforms. MyMirror.com.au is a wonderful platform that does the whole end-to-end solution for you, and I think it's about encouraging people to take that first step, start getting that help, and start feeling better.
I think it's probably even better because people can do it in the privacy of their own home. You know, they don't have to go to a clinic or anything. They can just log on and start the process.
Yeah, and that's where digital health is so amazing. Its whole role is to not replace face-to-face healthcare, but it's to overcome barriers to access. And for different people, those barriers are different. Whether it's distance, whether there isn't, you know, the healthcare services in the area where you live, whether you are somebody that's vulnerable and you don't necessarily want to leave the home and you want to do it from home, or even if the barrier for you is that you just feel more comfortable in your own home, in the comfort of your surroundings, connecting with a healthcare worker and not necessarily finding yourself in a waiting room, you know, and then in a consulting room. So that's where digital health can fill those gaps and start to streamline the process and remove those barriers and encourage people to get the help they need.
Yeah, definitely so good to have all of these amazing resources available for us, you know, just right at our fingertips these days. And we're breaking down that stigma around mental health, which is amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
My absolute pleasure. Have a great day, guys.